Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shador is starting on Friday. We set the expectations now. With Cleveland.com, you know him, you love him. Lance Reisland joining us on the fan hotline. He's been out of camp alongside us as well. Lance, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
I've lost the ability to speak. I'm just speechless because of the she opportunity here with Shador Sanders. What are your expectations for Shador on Friday?
Well, it's been quite the topic of, people have been talking about a little bit over the last couple hours here. So here's my thought. What I'm looking for as a coach is I want to see what they give him. And what I mean by that is I want to see what kind of like pre-snap movement they give him, what kind of motions, what kind of formations. I want to see what defenses he, you know, obviously early in the preseason, all teams are basic, but even in the NFL, because they got to get ready to play so fast and get ready game one, you know, are they rotating coverages? Are they bringing multiple fronts, multiple blitzes? Is he able to pick those things up? I want to see what formations he's been good at. You know, I thought he had his best couple stretches the last couple of days at camp. He also, you know, some of the concerns people have had with him have shown up. So I'm looking for just like, what are they giving him both from the Browns perspective and from Carolina's perspective that would allow him to kind of progress and kind of take the next step in running an offense?
Is Wednesday more important than Friday for you? Is he'll be playing a lot against the ones in the joint practice against the Panthers too?
Oh, absolutely. I think those joint practices, I'll be out in Philly and I won't be at the game. I'll be at the two practices. Practices where, you know, you're not filming. They're pretty, you know, they're pretty secret about what they're doing, but that's when you get like, you're going to get the ones on ones and inside run and blitz pickup. And you're going to see all these things. You're going to see live action around you. So even though those quarterbacks won't get hurt, that's the first time they're going to see a clouded window, right? They're going to see guys flying around them with coverage and things like that. So those 7-on-7, even those 7-on-7s, those are highly competitive because they're trying to go. That's the first time they're going against a different color jersey, and it gets really intense, and it'll be faster than they even have seen in camp, even though they've picked it up a ton in camp. But that Wednesday for sure. Now, that being said, JP, that these preseason games, I think, are more important for the Browns than they have been in years, just because I think all these reps really matter to a lot of these guys.
All right, Lance, you and I have talked quite a bit. I know you and JP have talked a lot a bit about just the ecosystem on offense, what they're trying to do here. What are you looking forward to? I mean, I know we talked a lot about the Shador part of this. For the rest of them, what do you want to see out of that first-team offense or the starters that we do see out there, the big-time players we see on Friday?
Well, two things. One is I want to see the identity, right? Are they getting that identity back with the double teams and trying to move those defensive tackles backwards and trying to be physical? And that's really hard to do against the Browns because they're a gap-penetrating team. So they just get upfield. So I'm interested to see them go and get a Carolina team that doesn't penetrate as much as, you know, Mason Graham and Malik Collins and see if they can get some movement there. I'd also like to see them, can they stop the run with that first front seven? You know, how good is Carson Schlesinger? Because I've been very impressed with him in camp. And that's kind of my first thought process. Can they get that identity back? Can they run the ball on first down between the tackles? And can they stop the run? And then again, you know, I think some of the things that people have echoed, you know, they got to create more turnovers, that one high safety, right? Kazee, Jenkins, Hickman, who's going to be that guy with Delpit who can create some turnovers? You know, you want to see some backup linemen. I'm interested to see Sampson. I think he's done some pretty good things in camp. I also think Jerome Ford has done some good things in camp. Obviously, the quarterback position will take care of itself. But I think there's some depth issues. But more than anything else, schematically, I think that all goes away. They got to find out who they are identity-wise. Are they trying to be a tough physical football team that's going to win games close in the fourth quarter? Because I think that's their best chance.
Independent of what Stefanski does, what would you do with the preseason game number one as far as the starters? How long are you playing them? How long are they remaining in the game for?
Well, for me, it's always, can we get in a rhythm and do what we, you know, it's like, it's an idea of balance, right? People always say 50-50 run balance. That's not really balance. Balance is doing what you want to do when you want to do it as an offensive coordinator. So for me, can we get into balance, you know, 8 to 12 plays, maybe a drive or two? I do think this is a team that you can go a little bit longer with some of your guys who you think are going to be starters. Obviously, you have guys that you only get banged up and have been around a long time. But there also has to be, you know, at this point in time, when you struggle to win games, you got to do things a little bit differently, right? So maybe if they have to play a little bit longer because they got to, you know, one of the things they struggled with getting off the slow starts and things like that. And you can't just say it, you got to go do it. So maybe they give them 8 to 12 plays or they say, hey, listen, if we can get in a good drive, we'll keep you guys in there or whatever it is. But there's got to be some sense of like movement forward, right? We didn't have any penalties. We, everybody, you know, we got beat. It's okay to get beat, but we didn't have any blown assignments kind of deal. So I think it's just progression. But you also want to leave, that first group wants to leave the field knowing that they got some things done that they expected to get done going into that Friday scrimmage.
Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline here, not just on Cleveland.com. He's going to be with us throughout football season and, of course, as part of the pregame shows there with JP. Specific to the defense, there's been a lot of hype, a lot of talk about the defense returning to form of 2023. Is the hype real so far with this Browns defense?
Well, I would say this. Their front seven is about as good as I've seen in a while, right? And I think they've really improved those defensive tackles. Not only are they I'm a big guy. They've had some great DTs, but these guys, Mason Graham and Malik Collins, and even Shelby Harris, he's the guy who comes in late because he's such a big body. These are guys that fit the Schwartz scheme. They're guys who can anchor in there. They're both 300 pounds, but these are guys that can move. And now I think Alex Redd has made a huge step up, and he can play down inside as well. Isaiah McGuire's looked very good in camp. Obviously, Miles is Miles. And then Schlesinger has really, I don't want to say you're never replacing JOK, but he gives you that green dot kind of veteran, plays way older than his years. And that allows Baker and Diabate and the rest of these linebackers to kind of run around. I think the key for the defense, once again, is can they get that free safety if it dealt with down the box? That guy's got to create some turnovers, and that starts with that front, you know, that front eight that they got, that eight deep on the defensive line, creating pressure. Because if they can win on first down, now they're in their wheelhouse, right? They can pass rush and they can cover with those good corners and maybe get some turnovers. So, I think the defense is as advertised, and especially Ward's been outstanding at the corner. But that depth of that defensive line has been super impressive to me.
Coach, you've been at just about every practice. Our own Daryl Ryder, he kicked the hornet's nest a couple days ago and making the suggestion that Dylan Gabriel is nothing more than a 7-on-7 quarterback is what he said. And then he went as far as to say is not an NFL starting quarterback as well. Is your read on what Daryl had to say, does it align or do you?
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See it differently.
You know, I see it differently, but I will say this. I always appreciate people who are there every single day and you're trying to watch every single rep or whatever it is. So everybody's got a little different view. For me, I see a lot more than just the product. Unfortunately, in the NFL, at all levels of football, the product is. So for quarterbacks completing the pass, well, I also saw Dylan Gabriel. He did a really nice job of setting protections. His footwork is very good. So the process part is very, very good. He didn't throw the ball well. Days 8, 9, and 10, he threw the ball very, very poorly. And that's the reality of it. And regardless of how good your process is, you have to have that final product, the result. And he did not have that the last 3 days. But no, for me, I'm not putting with all these guys, as good as Schlesinger's been or Mason Graham, it doesn't matter until you get into Friday night. It doesn't matter until you get to live action against other team. And you see how you, that's why guys like me are always wrong with quarterbacks, because you can't measure that it factor. You can't measure when the lights really go on. And, you know, is Shador more of a gamer than he is a practice player, even though he's been good in practice, and can Dylan, because he's seen so much football and et cetera, you know, all those kind of things. It does not matter until you start getting live action. So, you know, I look forward to talking with you guys, you know, down the road here, and see how they're progressing when they're seeing other colored jerseys, because that's going to be the key. Everybody can look good right now. Everything is scripted. Everything is still kind of, you know, easy for them in terms of like the panic, and let's see how a guy reacts when he gets knocked on the ground and things like that. So it'll be interesting moving forward. But I definitely want to see it in live action first.
Lance, obviously we know the big names here. Myles Garrett, Denzel, you know, we even Shador to some degree. When it comes to some of the names that impressed you here in camp that might not be household names yet, what are some of the names that come up that you've really been impressed by in this camp?
Well, you know, it's not a local hometown guy, but Luke Floria has been outstanding out of Mentor. He has been really good in the slot for what they need. He's really undersized, and I'm interested to see how that plays out when he gets in real live game competition. This Gage Larvadan has been very, very good at receiver, along with Jamari Thrash. So is Caden Davis. Now, I don't know if any of these guys are high-level NFL guys, but they give the Browns a little bit different, because I do think Sed Tillman and Jerry Jeudy are going to be very good outside if Tillman can stay healthy. But those guys have been very good, and I think they give the, you know, Jamari Thrash coming, you know, he's the draft pick, and Gage has been a guy making tons of plays, and Luke has been really, really good in the slot. So they got some guys. I'm interested to see those guys play. I think even though he's a household name, I think DeJuan Jones is going to be a guy that I've been really impressed with just because of his physical fitness. I've been super impressed with the offensive line as a whole, just the physically the way they look. They all look a lot leaner. They're all the same, weight's the same. They've distributed the weight, more muscle this year. They look really lean. So I'm looking forward to the offensive line getting off the ball, running that wide zone and those gap schemes, and seeing if they can kind of get back into that rhythm that they had a couple years ago running the ball. But I would say just, you know, looking for that depth on the offensive line, the what are they going to do after the receiver, the, you know, and then the guy who just kind of fits this mold perfectly, and I think is being a perfect Kevin fit, is Harold Fannin. He's a guy who's really been impressive with his ability to play multiple positions and do different things.
Away from the Browns, I want to ask you about Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, and I want to ask you whether or not you think he's a little too emotional, or whether or not a quarterback can be as emotional as it seems like Caleb Williams is. Like the viral clip that's going around right now is him missing a couple 5-yard passes against, it was against air into a screen. He just missed them all, and then he turned around and he just yelled really abruptly and loudly. But it seems like it's a common theme with him, is just in certain moments just letting his emotions run too high. Is that something that you'd actually look at with the quarterback and say, okay, this isn't great? Or is it the type of thing that you just got to let him play and it really isn't that big of a deal?
Well, for me, it's kind of like it goes back to like Miles, right? You can't make somebody they're not. As long as they're being true to who they are. If you're a fiery, competitive guy, and that's how you are with everything. So if he's a guy that doesn't like to lose in anything he's playing, if he's playing ping, you know, that's who he is. If he's an ultra competitor and that's who he is, you kind of learn to deal with that, right? But when a guy gets outside of his character, that's when it can affect his thought process, especially at the quarterback position. So if he's a fiery guy and he's always been that way, then you kind of, you know, making sure to a certain extent, but you kind of let him ride with that because that's who he is. But when a guy is part of his ability, you know, to process information and stay calm, now that guy gets fired up. Now you're starting to think, is he going to affect the team because his brain isn't working quite correctly because he's so hot and bothered. So I think as long as a guy stays within who he is, and how he's always played and his competitive nature and what it allows, you know, whatever your personality has allowed you to think at the highest level to allow you to react. Because once again, if your brain's working, your feet aren't moving and you lose in the NFL. So for me, it's all about just making sure that you stay within your character, and usually everybody will adjust to it that way.
Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, Cleveland.com, the 92.3 The Fan Tailgate Show. Make sure to follow him at Lance Reisland on social media. Coach, great stuff, buddy, and really appreciate you. And also, just your, you know, hanging out at camp with us. Appreciate that, bud.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Very much. The great Lance Reisland there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns, the preseason opener, and we have to get to the Red Hot Gardos in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.